Slowly, he relaxed his hands on the railing, his fingers opening up, his hands slowly returning to his sides. He forced himself to recall last night. The rusty scent of blood, the feel of the blade in his hands, the genuine look of surprise in another lesser human being's face. It wasn't the same, of course, but it had been more satisfying than he'd expected. Like a pity date. Not his type, not his first choice of entertainment, but action just the same. Better yet, for the first time in his life, he'd been paid. Up front. In cash. $10,000. When Mr. Bozu had been released from prison yesterday, a driver had been waiting for him out front. Mr. Bozu had gotten into the car. A suitcase was waiting for him in the back. Inside was a note and plenty of cash. The note contained instructions, and with the note came a list. For each target, there was a dollar amount. Now, this was a decent system. Of course, Mr. Bozu wasn't as stupid as his mystery employer seemed to think. In the note, Benefactor X suggested that things would be easier in the future if Mr. Bozu opened a savings account. Money could be wired directly in, etc., etc. Benefactor X volunteered ways for Mr. Bozu to get ID. Benefactor X even supplied a list of banks. Benefactor X was an idiot. Banks were monitored. Money transfers were traced. Worse, banks weren't open on Sundays, and Mr. Bozu wasn't doing anything for free. He would stick to cash, thank you very much. Nice thick bundles of dirty green he could strap to his stomach and spend to his heart's content. Mr. Bozu took the briefcase. His wordless driver dropped him off at Faneuil Hall, handing Mr. Bozu a cell phone containing pre-programmed numbers. That's how they would keep in touch. Mr. Bozu nodded a lot. He let the driver think he was grateful. Of course, Mr. Bozu knew exactly who his driver was. Most of the guys in the joint knew the go-between by reputation. And, of course, Robinson's reputation was definitely no match for Mr. Bozu's. Mr. Bozu didn't say anything, though. As he'd learned in prison, knowledge was power. Mr. Bozu stuck his hands in his pockets. He started whistling as he sauntered down the church steps and walked one last time through the smorgasbord of running, happy, laughing treats. All in good time. Now he was off to find a puppy.